from the hospital director are totally different.
Yes.
But I'd like to get more information.
Okay. So then if there's no other discussion.
Dr. Campbell?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. Hello. This is Heather. You cut out for a minute. I couldn't hear if you were trying to make a
sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah, I was gonna proceeding with open a complaint to investigate the allegations we've discussed that we received.
Sure.
I'll second it. I would second the motion.
Okay. Does anyone have any other discussion? Sir, does this have to be can we say yay or nay, or does it have to be a voice vote separate?
No, voice vote is fine. This does not need to be a roll call.
Okay, thank you. So all in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right. Then our next matter on number 5 is to review discussion of possible action regarding the complaint 19-23-C for Dr. Devin Bland. Now, Dr. Ulano, I think you got the information that you were not the board at that time, but we heard this back.
What month did I say that?
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the board, I included this on the agenda in the event that the board needed to discuss the complaint, depending on what action was taken on agenda item number 4. But just to give a brief summary, Dr. Bland did self-report a DUI. He did report that within the required 10-day time frame. At the September meeting, the board voted to table the matter because the case is still in the Coconino court system. The last update I got was that Dr. Bland was going to have a pretrial conference. I believe that was December 18th, yesterday. And the board asked that Dr. Bland keep us updated at the first of each month or after each court hearing, whichever comes first. And I have received updates from Dr. Bland, typically a couple of days, either after the first of each month or a couple of days after each court hearing. So it's still in the very beginning stages. And Dr. Bland and Mr. Carey may have more information on that, but I don't know that the board wants to take any action on that today. It's still pending, I think.
But we can at least receive an update, correct?
I can provide one if the board would like.
Okay, yes,
point.
That would be great. Thank you. Yeah.
Sure. Members of the board, the update right now is that as of recently, a plea offer has been extended to Dr. Bland for a reckless driving, which is a step down from DUI. That generally is a signal that there are concerns that the state has about the ability of it, its ability to prosecute the case. I will note that there are some indicators in this case that it may be headed towards a dismissal, potentially, or may be headed towards a trial setting. Ms. Edwards, Dr. Bland's attorney on the criminal side, is actively working on the case. She's interviewed the deputies. In criminal, we have the ability to interview the officers that are involved, do investigations, things like that. She's done those processes, and so the next step would be if there's any litigation, which would be motion filing and arguments about evidence, that would be the next thing that would occur. And so what I would anticipate is I think it would be unlikely for there to be a resolution, say, in the next 30 days. And my request to the board would be simply to have the number 5 matter on the agenda track with number 4. That way, when the board is fashioning a resolution, how it can take both matters together. And so I would just ask for administrative convenience, given that the UI matter is still bumping along and this new matter is still it's just presently open, if both matters could be put in a position where they would just continue to track. We have no objection to the notification scheme that the board has required and that Ms. Broaddus is enforcing. I think that makes a lot of sense, and we're certainly happy to honor that if the board would be so willing to make an order similar to what it did in September.
Okay, so then this will just carry over because
know, well, and Heather will keep us notified, as you know, and decide that item when we have more information. So it seems like we've concluded the business that we were set to do today. If everyone is in agreement with that, I'll take any last questions or comments before conclude. And Mr. Carey, do you, I know you're speaking for Dr. Bland, but does Dr. Bland have anything he'd like to say? Yes, okay, thank you. Just wanted to give you the chance.
You.
Okay, so on the next item
appreciate
on
it,
our
you.
Agenda, you're very welcome. Discussion of possible action for future meetings. We did that at our previous meeting. Normally scheduled meetings, so at 12:27, I would move to adjourn the meeting, saying that business has been concluded. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Everybody has a wonderful day.